This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
7:36 a.m. You are listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mokhtar with Wong Xiaoning and Philip C. We are now turning our attention to the palm oil sector. Crude palm oil or CPO futures, Bursa Malaysia derivatives, closed weaker earlier this week amid concerns over the rising output and weaker global demand.
The benchmark palm oil contract for June delivery on the Bursa Malaysia derivatives exchange closed down 1.87% to 4,202 ringgit per metric ton on Monday. This is despite the Malaysian palm oil board reporting lower stock levels last month.
As at end March, total palm oil inventories dropped to 10.7% to 1.71 million tonnes, the lowest in 10 months as a jump in exports offset a rebound in production. With rising geopolitical tensions and uncertain economic conditions persisting as we head further into 2024, what is the present outlook on CPO demand and prices amid the headwinds?
So for some analysis on this sector, we have on the line with us Alvin Tai, analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence. Good morning, Alvin. Thanks very much for joining us. As mentioned, Malaysian palm oil futures fell on Monday to their lowest closing in over 2 weeks due to lackluster global demand and weaker crude. But with March palm oil stocks dropping to their lowest in 10 months, do you see the price situation reversing sooner rather than later?
Hi, good morning. We had 2 million tonnes of export in the month of March, 6 million tonnes for the whole of first quarter. Not too shabby, but on the Indonesia side, exports actually dipped 12% in the first 2 months of the year. So there are some signs of weakness. In terms of stockpile, it is the lowest in 10 months, but the March inventory was still higher versus March 2023. And stockpile tends to bottom around March or April due to, you know, the seasonal production factor. And from here on, we will see it rising all the way until October. So in terms of inventory, unless exports are very strong, that limit the increase in inventory level, we probably won't see too much of a lift from, you know, over the next couple of months.
So, Irvin, how will exports be shaped by these escalating geopolitical tensions and thus affect CPO prices then?
These geopolitical tensions tend to lift crude oil prices, and that could possibly be positive for palm oil if the tension lifts crude oil prices sufficiently. In the current case, palm oil is actually quite elevated, so it is actually more expensive than diesel. I don't think there's going to be much of a lift. If you look at the prices and, you know, converting it to barrels, palm oil is actually about $15 per barrel more expensive than diesel. Mm.
Okay, but if we look at current palm oil prices for July delivery, it's come down. It's only 4,083 ringgit per metric ton, up 11% on a year-to-date basis. Is this pretty much going to be the average for 2024?
I think a few factors at play here. I think one of the key one is the ringgit weakness, or rather the US dollar strength. And dollar has been lifted because of the strong economic data coming out of the US, potentially delaying the cutting of interest rates by the Federal Reserve. So the dollar strength is something that will keep palm oil prices up. But so the timing of the US interest rate cut, I think that will actually play into palm oil prices.
But what about the substitutes to palm oil, like soybean oil? We do see them trading at a discount to palm oil at the moment. How do you see this affecting prices of palm oil and stocks?
I think, yeah, against the Argentinian soybean oil, we are now trading at a palm oil is actually trading at a premium now. So that's going to shift demand away, especially, you know, for those more price sensitive countries. I think oil seeds will actually be ample this year. And I think if you look at oilseed production overall, it's going to be at record high of 635 million tons this year.
Right. So how does that translate then into the price outlook for these, you know, palm oil substitutes?
So prices I think will continue to weaken for soft commodities overall. I think the other big factor that could affect soybean oil prices and therefore, you know, translating to demand for palm oil is an upcoming regulation in the US called 45Z that relates to the use of soybean oil in renewable diesel. So this 45Z is supposed to take effect in 2025, and it effectively reduces the margin for renewable diesel if you use soybean oil as your input. So that could dampen demand for soybean oil from the renewable diesel sector.
So with all that considered, what then is your outlook for the sector for the rest of 2024? Will we see greater demand, and likewise, what's the supply situation going to be like?
I think supply is going to be pretty healthy this year. The El Nino, which is ending now, you know, from last year, I doubt it's going to affect supply much because of the timing of the El Nino setting in, which nearly coincided with our wet northeast monsoon. So I think the impact is pretty limited. On demand side, I think food demand is going to be pretty flat. I am watching China's purchases very closely because I believe China's demand is very close to an inflection point because of the deteriorating demographics, with median age hitting 39.5 years this year.
Alvin, I've got a question on the challenges or headwinds facing palm oil. Last year, cost was an issue. We had fertilizer issue, cost rising. We also had labor shortages. Are all those done and dusted with?
I think fertilizer prices actually got cheaper, so I don't think input is going to be an issue. I think labor is actually starting to come around. That's why I think Malaysia's production, I think most people are pretty optimistic that we will exceed 19 million tons this year.
So with prices where they are, which planters do you think are going to benefit?
With prices, so we have averaged about 4,057 ringgit per ton this year based on MPOB's physical prices. That's up 6% versus the whole of 2023. If prices can sustain at these levels, it will benefit the earnings of the upstream side of business. So that on top of cheaper input and higher crop yields, I think the whole upstream business is going to see higher earnings this year.
Alvin, thank you very much for speaking with us. That was Alvin Tai, analyst with Bloomberg Intelligence, giving us his outlook for the palm oil sector. Things to watch in the months ahead as we see which way prices swing.
Demand seems to be the bigger consideration than supply now when I hear what Alvin is saying.
Well, for me, it's like, okay, so you know this backdrop looks like prices are where they are. The question is, which of the planters is going to actually benefit from, and how do they look from a valuation perspective, right? So the sector itself, if you look at it, is not extremely cheap. We are talking about most of the big planters trading at high to mid-teens in terms of price-earning ratios. Of course, the smaller guys are below 10 times. The question is, if CPO prices don't move, then some would say it's almost dead money, right? There's not going to be much more upside. So I think the key thing is to then always watch where CPO prices are going, and that's really dependent on global growth, geopolitical tension, the prices of substitutes, and the factor that we can't figure out, the weather.
Like now.
All right, it's 7:47 a.m. We're going to head into some messages, but we will come back to discuss Singapore's leadership transition. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.